Do you have a Savior? I have a Savior, and I want to tell you about Him today, right here from the International Gospel Hour. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, thank you once again to our Jay Webb, and greetings to everybody. Hello, and we hope you're doing well today. And thank you for tuning in to our broadcast here from the International Gospel Hour. We've been on the air or online since 1934. That's right, friends. We're the longest-running religious program in Churches of Christ. And to God be the glory. You can write us at P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee 37334. We love to hear from our listeners. You can also call us at 855-444-6988. And if you would not mind, give us a call and just tell us what station you're listening to us, what platform you are using. We'd love to hear from our listeners. Again, that's toll-free, 855-444-6988. And you can also access our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Please feel free to peruse our website and listen to previous broadcasts and look at some of the resources that we offer. Everything from International Gospel Hour is absolutely free. We appreciate you joining us today, and we want to begin with 1 John chapter 4, verse 14. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Beautiful. John witnessed the Christ, and through inspiration, he declared it. The Son of God is the Savior of the world. Others declared the same. For example, at his birth in Luke 2, verse 11, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And as he walked and taught on this earth, when the Samaritans heard the Christ, they declared he was indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world, John 4:42. Well, today, friends, we too can declare he is the Savior. And there is the assurance that he is the Savior. He is the Savior of the body, the church. Ephesians 5:23 says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body." The church that he promised to build in Matthew 16:18, the church he purchased with his own blood, Acts 20 and verse 28. Yes, friends, the non-denominational, pre-denominational body of Christ, the church of Christ, of which we can be a part. Yes, friends, there is only one that can deliver man from his sins and preserve him from sin, the man, Christ Jesus, the Lord and Savior. Is he your Savior? Friends, I have a Savior, and I'll tell you why. That study is just ahead, but first, I want to defer to our Jay Webb with a little information about International Gospel Hour.
You can now not only hear the International Gospel Hour, but you can also see the International Gospel Hour on our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, put International Gospel Hour in the search engine, and subscribe to the channel. Then click on the bell and you'll be notified each time a program is uploaded. It is free. Subscribe to YouTube today. It's the number one streaming service for television, and the International Gospel Hour channel is there.
Friends, I have a Savior. I have a Savior who loves me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3 and verse 16. He loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. In 1 John 4 verses 8 through 10, "He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." You see, I have a Savior who loves me. And he loves you. God loves you. Will Jesus become your Savior? Second, I have a Savior. I have a Savior who wants his word preached to the entire world. You know, in John 17:17, when Jesus prayed to the Father, he said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Well, the word sanctify is a word that means set apart, but set unto God. Set apart from the world, but unto God for his bidding. Sanctify them how? Through thy truth. When we look at the truth, God's word, and we understand the truth, then it teaches us to be set apart from the world and set apart unto Christ. His word is truth. Therefore, when we go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, Mark 16:15, or when we go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Matthew 28:19, we're able to do so because we can preach the gospel. Jesus wants his word preached to all the world. He wants his gospel preached, and he wants individuals to obey his gospel. Will you obey the gospel, and will he become your Savior? You see, not only can we obey the gospel, but in the gospel is the righteousness of God revealed, Romans 1:16-17. And one can walk and stand in the gospel and continue to walk faithful for God, as we note from 1 Corinthians 15:1-2. Third, friends, I have a Savior. I have a Savior who wants me to believe on him and tells me that unless I believe in him, I will die in my sins, John 8:24. I need to believe in Jesus Christ. Now, friends, if I believe in Christ, I know just believing in him, believing that he existed, is not enough. Why, there were those in John 12:42-43 who believed in him but did not confess him. I must have a faith that will move me to follow his teaching. Would you not agree? When Jesus teaches the necessity and the command of repentance in Luke 13:3, and if I believe him, I'm going to repent of my sins as he's commanded. When he teaches us to confess him before men, Matthew 10:32, well, if I believe in him, then I'm also going to confess him. I mean, did not Peter say later, or rather Paul say later in Romans 10:10, with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation? And then, friends, Jesus said this in Mark 16:16, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. I would be baptized because Jesus said, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be condemned. Well, friends, if we fail to believe, why would we even want to do anything else? If we're not going to believe in Christ and move upon what he says. And friends, when he teaches us to be baptized, and it's interesting, when we speak of the gospel of Christ, which according to 1 Corinthians 15:3-4 is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, when he teaches that baptism is to be saved, it's interesting to see how baptism is used in Romans 6:3-6 as a parallel to one who is dead in sin, one is buried in baptism and raised to walk in a newness of life. So yes, I have a Savior that wants me to be baptized. I have a Savior that wants me to live faithful for him. Revelation 2:10, to be faithful unto death. These are all teachings directly from the lips of Christ and friends that are backed up throughout Scripture. He has told us what we must do, and he wants one to obey him. He wants everyone to obey him. Friends, will you obey his words, his commands, and will he become your Savior? Fourth, I have a Savior. I have a Savior who demands my very best in living. He wants me to be a light to this world, so people can glorify the Father in heaven, to see the works that we do in order to glorify God. Not works that we gain ourselves some merit of salvation or a corner of heaven, but works that express our faith, James chapter 2, and works that we hope would lead others to Christ. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Ephesians 2, verse 10. And that I may walk according to Him and not according to this world. In Romans 12, verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Friends, I have a Savior who loves me, who wants His word preached, who wants me to obey His gospel through faith and repentance, confession of Him, baptism, and walking faithful, and who demands my very best in living, walking in the light as He is in the light, 1 John 1, 7. Friends, we are blessed, and God has instructed us how we should live. Maybe further Bible study will help you in dealing with questions you may have. I want to pause for our J-Web, who will tell you how you can receive our Bible course by mail.
Our well-received Bible study course by mail is available to everyone absolutely free. Would you like to try it? All you do is call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say home study. That's it. That's all you have to do. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Home Study in the message box. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. Again, it's free. Give it a try. And it's from your friends here at International Gospel Hour.
Dear friends, I have a Savior who has His invitation 24/7. Matthew 11, 28-30, to come unto Him. Friends, let us help you come unto Christ, if that be the case. We're going to continue our studies together at another time. Thank you always for joining me here on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm grateful you've chosen to be with me today. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.